Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Cornstalk acres have long been a source of feed for livestock. Grazing corn stalks can be a win-win for crop farmers who own no cattle, as well as the livestock producer, who gains access to low-cost feed at a time when most cows are in mid-gestation. Rental rates in South Dakota for aftermath grazing can vary widely, from $1 to $10 an acre, or from 50 cents to $2 per head per day. SDSU Extension Livestock Business Management Field Specialist Heather Gessner explains the wide range of rental rates likely ties into the ease of grazing.
If your producer is coming to you and saying, hey, I'd like to rent your corn stalks, and shooting you a price that you think is low, but he's got to spend time putting a hot wire fence up and then taking it down again in the spring, that's a pretty big time commitment and time issue that he's looking at there. And we also want to look at the water situation.
In addition, the amount of stover available in a field can vary, driven by yield. It's estimated 1 ton of residue is produced for every 40 bushels of corn yield. So 120 bushel corn leaves 3 ton of residue, with 5 tons from 200 bushel corn. Removing some of this stover with grazing reduces the density of cover, warming and drying soil sooner for spring planting. Crop farmers also see a boost in fertility from manure nutrients left in the field. And finally, cattle can clean up fallen grain, reducing volunteer corn in the following crop. As with any rental agreement, Gessner encourages putting the details in writing. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.